Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Girl, what did you think you were doing?
Sorry. I thought you disappeared.
The path to hell is paved with good intentions, and you decided to just waltz right through the gates.
I don't understand the metaphor. Were we just in hell?
I think it's Mars, actually, but here, take my hand. I'll get you to the house. I've got some tea and some oxygen that'll make you feel right as rain. Full disclosure, I am not a doctor, but a little O2 after hopping over there without a suit should do the trick.
I am very much trying not to run away screaming.
Nah, you still got the shakes. Know where you're running for at least an hour.
Do you know what time sunset?
What, are you going to turn into an ogre or something?
I have some place to be.
It's summertime, so the sun won't be saying goodbye for a while yet. You'll get to where you need to go.
Thank you for the tea and oxygen.
Keep telling myself to put up a sign, but a sign might bring tourists, and people bothering me is the last thing I want.
I won't tell anybody.
That's a nice thought, dear, but I'm none too keen on anybody I don't know knowing about that place. Least of all, someone that put my back out of sorts again.
Sorry again for running into you. I didn't mean to.
Intent and outcome. Which matters more? My back tells me it's the latter in this case.
Is there anything I can do to help?
Nope. You just sit there and suck in some extra oxygen if you need. I think you've done enough helping for one day.
Well, I'm sorry. Again, I'll probably keep saying that a lot, and I really do mean it when I say I won't tell anyone either. Well, I don't talk to many people anyway.
They'd probably call you crazy if you tried. I thought I was crazier than a kitten on catnip when I first stumbled into it.
Is it really another planet?
Near as I can tell, yes. It's got the same constellations as us, so probably in our neck of the woods. And the dirt's pretty darn similar to what those rovers survey.
Have you seen a rover?
Look at you, a couple of puffs of the straight stuff and you're all questions.
Well, questions make me feel better. I mean, when they lead to answers, questions without answers make things worse. But I'm trying to be better about that since some questions don't have answers, only perspectives.
I have a feeling you met that man in the hills. With the record player?
Oh, yes, Roger. You two chatted?
Directions led to reasons, but I think he was trying to convince himself more than me about why he wanted to wander into desolation. He offered me to go with him, but he seemed he needed time alone, and alas, fighting gravity isn't one of my strong suits. I'm an old woman who prefers the feeling of microgravity on her bones. My wife isn't keen on my little adventures. She worries a handmade spacesuit might rupture. I tell her it's surprising either of us are still alive, so what's a little adventure?
Well, has she been?
To the planet beyond the desert? She went a few times. Curiosity has a way of silencing fear from time to time, but she still had to hold my hand. I didn't mind. I'd had to hold hers whenever we met with the doctors. We make each other brave.
Where is she?
Visiting one of our children. He's grown up and living in a sparkling city. He was the quiet one of the bunch, but now he listens to people who have never felt heard before. Children's therapist. They like him because he lets them talk and isn't bossy. Apparently that's what they say, if his wife is to be believed. And I do believe her. Nice woman. Makes the type of pottery too delicate to be useful, but pretty to look at. Though she did make me a nice sturdy planting pot once. Had the kids paint it. Artwork for Gam Gam. They gave Nan Nan folded birds that took flight if you didn't keep an eye on them. The tricky things.
Well, I got a little dizzy following all that.
Be happy my wife isn't here. Our conversations would flow so fast we'd leave guests in the dust. Rotor in their mouths. Fast and immune to logic in our conversational movements. That quick thinking saved my life more than once.
Like when you found Mars?
Yes, exactly that. My mind took forceful control of my panicking body and threw myself backwards to Earth. Didn't have the luxury of an O2 tank back then, so my recovery was less than ideal, but I lived. Bought some supplies, made my own spacesuit, and now I take trips there. Like I said, lower gravity is kind to arthritic bones.
You just made a spacesuit.
Used to be in engineering and design. It's not like the knowledge disappears when you retire. Make a lot of my own clothes now, too. My back cracks, but my hands are still more nimble than Jack jumping over a candlestick. My youngest, his name is Jack. He tried that. Nearly burnt the house down. Different house. We raised the kids among society. Didn't want them in the boonies, even if that's what we preferred. Knowing how to interact with people is important.
What does he look like?
Who, Jack? He's the sort of fellow you look at him and think, now there's a guy who probably climbs rocks for a living. He doesn't. He's manager of a plastics factory, but he's known to haunt the occasional rock face or two in the springtime.
Was Jack the quiet one?
Oh, no, that's Liam. He does go with Jack to climb from time to time.
What does he look like?
Much softer than Jack, but still solid underneath it all. The foundation of Cozy Cottage. Here, you're so curious about what my family looks like, let me get a photo for you.
Actually, I was asking because there's a man near the fence who does not match any of those descriptions, and I was trying not to say anything in case he was a relation, but now I have, which means he's a stranger and probably real.
God damn it. That surveyor is more persistent than a daisy in the snow.
He's just standing there with his tripod thing, taking notes, eating what looks like a soggy sandwich. It's weird.
Keeps trying to catch me in the act. Well, not this time, bucko.
Want me to shoo him away?
No offense, dear, but you do not exactly ooze intimidation. Let him be. He usually gets bored before dark. No idea why they keep him on the pave. He's just gonna waste their time like that.
Looks like he's picking up to leave anyway.
Good. Let him bother some other landscape for a change. How are you feeling?
A lot better. Thanks. See? No shakes.
Happy to hear that. Now, I don't mean to rush you, but I do have a brain teaser I have to finish before Julia gets back, and it's going to take a bit of welding to get right. Anniversary present I'm prepping early. You stay here a few more minutes to make sure he's gone, and then you can get back to wherever you need to be before sundown.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, of course. Sorry if I delayed anything.
Not a problem, but I am the forthcoming type, and I thought you ought to know I have my own plans.
Right. Yeah, look, before I go, I've been meaning to ask, sorry if this sounds, have you happened to meet a boy, a man now, really, a man named Horace or Ace? I wonder if Roger got to see Mars. What if the lighthouse lands on Mars? Or another planet? Though it always drops me off in a place where I can breathe. Well, as much as I can breathe. Oh, my, I beg your pardon.
Pardon's given.
You're the guy.
Uh-huh.
You're the guy from Ms. Anne's place.
Anne? Oh, you mean the old lady a few miles north? Got a house that looks like it's squatting down low?
I guess?
That lady hates me. Stares daggers every time I'm out here on assignment.
She thinks you're spying on her.
Okay, I have better things to do than spy on old ladies.
Then I have better things to do than talk to surveyors.
Carry on, then. I'm not stopping you.
I will. I'm sorry, that was really rude. It's been a weird day.
No skin off my chin.
Okay.
Oh. Oh.
Whoa, are you okay?
Feels like a whirlpool in my stomach.
Like there's really one in there or like a metaphorical whirlpool because I don't think I'm equipped to deal with the former.
Oh.
Okay. Here, let me help you up.
Everything's sideways.
Oh my, okay. I'm gonna grab your bag as well.
My tripod.
Yeah, we gotta leave that. I can't carry that and support you.
It came from Mars.
I highly doubt that came from Miss Anne's place.
There was a great war, and it came down from the sky.
Okay, delirium leads to radio play references. Noted. My place is kind of close, but you need to walk a little bit better if we're gonna try to get there.
It was after the sunset.
Yes, the sun is setting. Oh, sugar, the sun is setting. Okay, sir, let's pick up the pace a bit, shall we?
Did you pick up my tripod?
Focus, man, I can barely hold you up, and we're tipping. We are tipping!
I almost went cow tipping once.
That's not very nice to cows.
They're not nice to sick people.
You kind of just sprung this on me.
The sandwich. Must have been the sandwich.
You had a flip-flopping sandwich, and it never even occurred to you to question it.
It's so hazy.
That's not hazy. Oh, dear. Oh, gosh. Oh, dear. Oh, sugar.
There's a lighthouse. There's no water, but there's a lighthouse?
Let's move faster to the lighthouse and find out why it's there.
No light. It's just a house.
Oh, no. Where'd it go? I can't see it.
Oh, I think I'm gonna...
Don't you dare finish that sentence. Ow! Okay, up the stairs. Come on, let's go. There's a toilet. Okay, I'm going to leave you here. If you need to do anything, I lifted up the toilet lid, so you're good to go. I'm going to close the door and get some water and a towel for you, as I have a feeling you're gonna need that. Oh, thank gosh, I can't hear anything down here.
Perry, who was that strange guy you just dumped into our home?
I don't know, Mo. I don't know, but I couldn't just leave him out there in the middle of nowhere with what is probably food poisoning. Oh, gosh, I really messed up. We're going to be somewhere different tomorrow, and I don't know where, and I don't even know his name. Oh, gosh, I don't even know his name, Mo. What did I do? What did I do? What did I do? I was so stupid. I was so stupid. Stupid. You got this. You have to have this.
The Far Meridian, created and written by Eli Barraza, directed and produced by Misha Stanton, performed by Eli Barraza as Perry, Laura Barr as Anne, and Jose Donato as the Surveyor. Music by The Album Leaf. For more information and transcripts, go to thefarmeridian.com or find us on social media at The Far Meridian. You can also support us on Patreon, patreon.com/thefarmeridian. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Until then, may you always find your way.
A product of the Whisper Forge.
Sound and story brought to life.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.